whenever you get the opportunity to play a game, you know, you're always going to, you know, be excited to play. So I don't think it's going to be too much that we need to say for him to get excited to playing here with the Browns. You know, he's a football player, so he came here to win ball games, came here to play football, and that's what we expect him to do.
I know you have to study, you know, opposing offenses more than anything. Did you get a chance to look at him? Have you been able to see
I'm the type of guy that I look at a lot of my opponents, you know, a lot of my brother linebackers and stuff like that. And, you know, I watch on him, and he makes plays. You know, he has an eye for the ball. You know, he's a tackling machine. He does it all. So I'm very excited to, you know, be a teammate with him. And, you know, all hats and tip my hat off to him.
Chris, where do you think he fits?
You know, he can fit anywhere, you know. He plays some outside linebacker, some inside linebacker. He does it all. So whenever you got a versatile guy like that, you know, it definitely helps your defense. So I think he'll fit us pretty well. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to meeting my new teammate.
Is there one thing that you take a look at him on film that really jumps out? You're saying this is what this guy's known for?
Like I said, he has a nose for the ball. I remember one play that he had. They was running Tampa 2. And, you know, he ended up flipping his hips around. Making a play on the ball, made an interception on that, and that's something that's hard to do. But, you know, it just shows his athletic ability, and, you know, that's something that we need. You know, we need more playmakers, more guys to, you know, force turnovers and run to the ball. So, you know, I'm excited to see him, and I think he is thriving his defense.
Have you reached out to him yet or have any contact?
No, I haven't reached out to him. I just heard the news when I was walking into work this morning. So I'll be able to touch bases with him once he gets here.
Chris, when you watch him today, and we talked after the game, but when you watch him today, are you able to figure out anything about why the Jets had so much more success in the second half?
You know, it's just they had their momentum coming in the second half. I don't know what happened. I don't know what we did wrong. But, you know, we just got to learn how to finish the game. You know, second half has killed us. In these games like that, these close games, you know, where we up, you know, it's the same thing that happened in the Baltimore game. You know, we was up early, and then, you know, we lost the lead. So we just got to find a way to strive the point of, you know, being an aggressive team in the second half and finishing the game. All right. Appreciate you guys.